Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. FEMA is prepared for Hurricane Idalia. As the storm makes landfall in Florida this morning, Trey Thomas has more.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The President quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the Governor any support or resources he may need.
Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She said high winds are expected and up to 12 feet of storm surge could hit the Florida coastline.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up another 19%. According to the CDC, deaths also saw a large jump by 21% in 1 week. More than half of the United States saw a substantial jump. South Dakota had the biggest spike with hospitalizations, surging more than 127% in a week. A new booster shot targeting the newest strain of the Omicron variant is on the way, but isn't expected to be approved until the end of September. The University of North Carolina grad student accused of killing a faculty member is being held without bond.
Tai Lei Chi made his first court appearance Tuesday, where he faced a number of charges.
The suspect is facing felony charges of first-degree murder and possession of a firearm on educational property.
UNC Police Chief Brian James says Monday's deadly shooting at the school triggered a campus-wide lockdown that lasted for 3 hours. The faculty member who was killed was identified as Associate Professor Ziji Yan, who also served as Chi's academic advisor. I'm John Schaefer.
Multiple media reports are indicating Target stores in at least 4 states received bomb threats yesterday, forcing evacuations. The threats were emailed to the Target stores in North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, New Jersey. USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Not every musician wants their music to be involved in politics.
Rapper Eminem objecting to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy using his music at campaign events. The Republican candidate has made it a practice to use Eminem's song Lose Yourself at events and even rapped the song himself during an appearance recently at the Iowa State Fair. A spokesperson for the Ramaswamy campaign says they will comply with Eminem's request. I'm Corey Myers.
With Labor Day weekend just days away, Airbnb is revealing the top vacation destinations for family getaways.
According to the Travel Accommodations app, if you're headed to California, Disneyland and Lake Tahoe top the list. But if Florida's more your style, then Disney World is the clear leader in the Sunshine State. A relatively new place of interest, Granby, Colorado, beat out places like Telluride and Vail. Airbnb is reporting a 10% increase in family getaways since 2022. And if you go to the Airbnb website, you can check out an interactive map of the top destinations across the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
The number of job openings in the United States is on the decline. New government figures show less than 9 million openings in July, indicating the labor market is cooling. A top of the Wednesday to you, Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good Wednesday morning to you. It's hump day all over the place. Florida dealing with a hurricane that landed early this morning, and we continue to pray for those in harm's way. Elon Musk announced that X will allow political ads on its platform in anticipation of the 2024 presidential election. And you know why he did that? Because there's lots of money in political advertising. Although it was interesting, he said the company also promised it would continue to prohibit ads that spread false information or seek to undermine public confidence in the election. Has he not seen any political ads, Rick Manning? I mean, how do you square up that circle?
Well, the way they get squared up normally is by requiring a disclosure statement at the bottom, paid for by, which yes. Then tells you, okay, well, somebody's paying for this, it's sponsored, and a view with this with skepticism, mm-hmm. some degree of skepticism. But, you know, it's the problem that they have is when you put a regular news article up from any outlet, pick your favorite, mm-hmm. and you can almost say paid for by and yes. have the same level of skepticism. So yeah. I don't know how these media companies can try to even pretend that they're going to stop misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, since our own government are major purveyors of all three.
Exactly. Well, you know, I remember what Nancy Pelosi called, you know, remember she called it the political smear, right? Yep. What she would do. And that is the strategy Democrats have been using. I guess you could say even some Republicans, because that's kind of the realm of the coin, isn't it?
Well, and it's, you think back to when Mitt Romney was running for president.
I said realm of the coin. I meant coin of the realm. I inverted that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
yes, right. Okay. Help me out here. You know what I meant.
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
When Mitt Romney was running for president in 2012, and Harry Reid got up on the Senate floor, repeatedly made statements that Mitt Romney's had all sorts of misstatements about Mitt Romney's tax returns, mm-hmm. what was in them, and all this stuff. Using the Senate floor, the media would dutifully reported what Harry Reid said on the Senate floor, mm-hmm. and it turned out all to be false. And
which he admitted. Which he admitted later on. He kind of laughed about it, right? Yeah, because, oh, well, he didn't get, he was elected president, right? So it's all justified.
Right. So in a world where the left in particular has embraced that the end justifies the means, mm-hmm. That there is no truth and no need to support, to seek truth, then, you know, this whole concept of some independent arbiter determining what's misinformation, malinformation, or disinformation. It's just a politicized effort, and Twitter is I think that Musk is making a mistake by pretending that those kind of things can be mitigated, A. And given the fact he's turned over the company to someone from used to be at NBC News, and they are beginning to pursue contracts with people to determine what misinformation, malinformation, disinformation is, and the same actors who were involved in the previous censorship, I think he needs to take a look and see if his company is going in the direction that he had promised it would go.
Yeah, like they can possibly manage this. Really? I mean, come on,
well,
give me a break.
The irony is Facebook, on the other hand, is saying, taking a lot of heat because they're saying, well, we're really not going to monitor news. We're not going to do that. And they have, and the big news agencies, and by the way, this is largely because some countries like Canada have told Facebook that if news content is on your platform, you have to pay people for it. Mm-hmm. And so what Facebook's answer to that is, well, no, we're not paying you for that. You know, if people advertise on you, you'll get advertising revenues, but we're not paying you for the content. Mm-hmm. A and B, if you're going to be a pain in my neck, we're going to change the algorithm and make it so news content is less percentage of what people see. And as a result, they effectively tweak their algorithm to make it so news content, in fact, is no longer seen as much as it was before. So expect a lot more cat photos and food photos and a lot less photos of news.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you said, these are purveyors of misinformation. It has been pretty much controlled by one party. You know, the Democrats have led the way constantly on this and have weaponized the whole situation to such a degree that our First Amendment has been thrown out the door. But it's not going to stop their desperation. Of course, you've heard of the latest ploy in order to kneecap Trump. I mean, the persecutions, prosecutions, the indictments are not enough. Now they're throwing the 14th Amendment out. They're coming up with some sort of twisted logic. I got to tell you, the American people have just got to be so confused, especially when you get these, you know, liberal attorneys that come on and, you know, they have a little bit of an idea that is pretty extreme. I mean, at a point when you are going after Trump and you're saying that his legal counselors were giving him some advice that maybe was based on a thin predicate, even more so what Democrats and these liberals are trying to do in trying to vacate Trump's nomination or name being on the ballot altogether because of the 14th Amendment. But you got to take a quantum leap there. You've got to assume that, in fact, he was that insurrection was, was proven. And there's no proof of that. In fact, they stopped using insurrection because they know that it was, it wasn't provable.
Well, first of all, the 14th Amendment. Let's deal with the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment of the Constitution was put into place to make it so states could not usurp federal rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was put into place. Put in place right after the Civil War. It was put into place because southern states re-entering, weren't allowed to leave the Union. They couldn't just say, well, we're doing whatever we want to do and too bad. And so that's why the 14th Amendment was put into place, to try to create a twisting of the 14th Amendment to suddenly say, oh, this actually means the states have all this power to do things that are extra constitutional, is such a, it's such a stretch. It's such tortured logic as to make the logic almost sit there and say, have a whole new meaning. So,
Without a doubt. Well, and the thing is, when we talk about January 6th, where's the accountability? I mean, my understanding was that it was the speaker's job one to protect and secure the Capitol. Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser as the mayor of D.C. they're missing in action and hiding and hoping that nobody sheds a light on their incompetence and, you know, purposeful participation in the craziness that happened on January the 6th. I guess we can't ask that question. So
yeah,
anyway,
we got to go to break.
More from Rick Manning after
this. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is celebrating its 77th birthday this month. After 7 decades of global ministry, I marvel at how God has expanded the reach and used the Tide broadcast to share the good news with an ever-increasing number of people. The longevity of this ministry is remarkable, and we give all glory to God. It really shows that there is an ongoing hunger for the gospel all around the world. Here at the Tide Ministry, we believe that the gospel has the power to change the lives of all people in every nation, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language and helping them to embrace Christ as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. The question, Rick, is do you want to see a Biden impeachment inquiry when Congress reconvenes? It's almost like we're being teased with it. I say for those that really want to see something happen here, because, you know, every day there's just been a slow drip torture of more information And it amazes me how the Democrats going, oh, that's not evidence. Why? Please. You know, 5,400 emails. His son is CC'd on some of these. They run consistent with meetings that you can say, okay, this email, this meeting, okay, Joe Biden as vice president, and all these all these false names, you know, and these aliases. I guess that's the deal. I mean, we're finding out more and more these guys are all, they got their own game. They got all their aliases. I don't know if there's a special Beltway book of aliases because, you know, we've had congressmen, we've had senators, you know, presidents, who have used aliases. And so it's all just all that more suspicious, which if it was on the other way around, of course, and I hate to use this comparison, but it's just so obvious that if it was Donald Trump using an alias, oh my God. God, there'd be another impeachment just based on using an alias, right?
Whether he's president or not. This is a bipartisan kind of thing. You know, we've got Pierre Delecto out there running around voting for impeachment. So
right.
I'd say Mitt Romney.
And then you got Wieners.
Ron Mexico. Mexico was a football player. Here's the thing. The Defense Department apparently set these aliases up. Okay. So an agency, a little known agency in the Defense Department apparently set these aliases up. So the question becomes, under what pretense was that done? If the fact that those aliases were used to transpire, Hunter Biden was on at least some of the emails, because we know that's because some got released through other sources.
Right.
And it couldn't have been a secure email for spying operations. Effectively what the government has to come out with at this point in terms of all the Biden stuff, certainly as it relates to Ukraine, is that Joe Biden was running a super secret op that was the CIA op, and had all this coverage was done because he was doing U.S. interest, but he had to do it behind the scenes, and Hunter was actually acting as a U.S. operative abroad to infiltrate.
That's the story.
I mean, it's so if you believe that, once the Democrats try to turn him into a CIA super agent, you'll know that they've reached the level of desperation that you can't
even more than fixing a special prosecutor that goes all the way back to Bo Biden.
Yeah,
and is attached to the Biden family, and did everything he could to protect Hunter Biden.
He covered up all of the tax malfeasance that occurred during the Biden vice presidency by letting the statute of limitations run out on the charges that were 2014, 2015, 2016 charges. He let those run out. All in all, you've got a pretty tight web there. But on the Joe Biden fake emails and your original question, what should have happened is Kevin McCarthy should have brought the Congress back and immediately in August and said, we're going to vote on the impeachment inquiry.
Yeah.
The impeachment inquiry now. And allowed it to start 3 weeks earlier and get the legal process of getting a hold of those emails out of the National Archives. The National Archives, which couldn't wait 14 seconds for Donald Trump to work out the details on the documents that he had. Same National Archives has been blocking release of the Joe Biden fake emails. 5,400 or so.
right.
blocking that for over a year.
Right.
And so
Kevin McCarthy,
well, they actually have a FOIA request that had been demanded that the court has said, yes, you have to release the emails. And that occurred or has occurred a year ago in June 2022. So Kevin McCarthy knew about these emails. The fact that the public became aware of them should have been the impetus for him to come out and demand and do these. Create the superpower subpoenas that you get when you're in an impeachment inquiry. Get the damn things released and begin the process of impeaching this guy. Mm-hmm. Or at least getting to the bottom of what the heck's going on. The fact is, all this clamoring around is waste of time. It's wasting time.
Exactly.
Because they're going to drag this out. Suddenly we're going to be dealing with Iowa caucus. And they're going to, in the argument, well, this is in the middle of Iowa caucus. It's inappropriate. And all the Republicans say, wait a minute, you indicted President Trump on a bunch of fraudulent charges that are coming up all over the election season. So too bad.
Yeah.
And ultimately what the effect is, the public will say a pox on all houses, on both your houses, Trump will, you know, because they'll say, oh, they're all crooks. Because people who don't pay attention are the ones who decide who win presidential elections. And so consequently, they're going to say a pox on everybody's house. And that's, and once again, it makes for, it's another major foundational building block or foundational block on the, for our country being ripped aside in terms of its validity.
So, no, yeah, I agree. I agree with you. There needs to be.
Get off his butt and start moving.
Yeah, there has to be a sense of urgency, no doubt. What did you make? I mean, Judge Chutkan, comparing January 6th with 9/11 attacks, and Boston Marathon bombing.
Well,
I mean, you look back on some of her comments and everything. I mean, she should be disqualified just from her statements.
There's no way she can serve. She can preside over this trial in any meaningful way. Let me just give you beyond those.
We got about 2 minutes left. Just heads up.
That's
go
right.
ahead.
Very, very simply. There was a question as to when the trial should occur. The President Trump's team said it should be delayed for, he actually was asked until 2026. They have to deal with 12 million documents. They have to be able to go through those documents. They have to be able to find exculpatory information. They have to be able to challenge those documents. They have to be able to get witnesses to refute those documents. Those are all things that legally Donald Trump, as the defendant, is allowed to do under the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution.
Exactly.
The prosecution argued, well, we need the date as early as possible because Donald Trump keeps talking about these indictments, and he's gonna actually make it so we can't get a good jury pool. And the prosecution actually argued for a speedy trial because Donald Trump was polluting the jury pool.
Right.
That's the leaking prosecution. So the Biden prosecutor says, gee, Donald Trump keeps talking about it, so we need a fast trial. Chutkan goes off and says, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. We need a fast trial. You know, we need to get this thing over with. Her words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I'm sorry. Donald Trump's the defendant. He's the accused. He's the one who can go to jail. He's entitled to a fair and honest trial, and a trial which allows him to defend himself. Chutkan isn't going to give him that, clearly. And that's got to be the first and foremost concern in this, because if Donald Trump can't get an honest trial, none of us can get an honest trial. And
no
that's
doubt.
Why the Supreme Court needs to intervene and take her off the case and overrule her trial date that she set for the day before the Super Tuesday primaries.
Wow. What have we been reduced to, Rick? This is all brought to you by the DNC. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thanks, Rick.
Jeff Chavis, Jr., President of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. Smoking is bad for your health, and we do not want our kids to smoke. Cigarette smoking is at an all-time low in America because of education. Youth smoking is at the lowest point in our history because of education. History has shown us that bans and prohibitions do not work. Banning menthol is preferred by over 80% 70% of African Americans who choose to smoke is racial profiling because the ban does not apply to cigarettes preferred by white smokers. Banning menthols will expand the underground market of illegal cigarettes and the need for police to come into black and brown communities to enforce a menthol ban. We strongly urge you to oppose the racially discriminatory ban on menthol cigarettes. Let's support education to reduce smoking and not criminalization that can lead to fines, arrests, and negative interactions with police in black and brown communities.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
USA News Update. FEMA is prepared for Hurricane Idalia. As the storm makes landfall in Florida this morning, Trey Thomas has more.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The President quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the Governor any support or resources he may need.
Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She said high winds are expected and up to 12 feet of storm surge could hit the Florida coastline.
Multiple media reports are indicating Target stores in at least four states received bomb threats yesterday, forcing evacuations. The threats were emailed to the Target stores in North Carolina, Ohio, Wisconsin, New Jersey. Locations in Charlotte and Cincinnati were evacuated in response. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin joins us. She's honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. She's going to go to the Hill. She's going to get the Senate Republicans together with the House Republicans and say, look it, get your acts together. Get on the same page. We've got the power of the purse here in the House. Let's leverage it so we can do the people's bidding. And, you know, Jenny Beth, this is so frustrating at times, and I know you are too, and you're supporting that Senate Republicans get on board and support what the House Freedom Caucus is doing. You can't bifurcate the effort. You're going to homogenize it and lessen its impact and effectiveness to do some great work on behalf of the American people who are getting killed three ways to Sunday. We got a weaponized government, inflation running amok, cost of living, you know, through the roof. And it's just, you know, people are hurting out there. I guess that's the bottom line, isn't it, Jenny Beth?
It is the bottom line. People are hurting. The House Freedom Caucus understands that and people feel very insecure right now in America. And part of the reason for that is inflation, as you just mentioned, the weaponization of government, the lack of security at the border, and the flood of illegal immigration that is happening under the guise of asylum. And our military is more focused on pronouns than on defending and protecting America. So there's a lot of reasons to feel insecure, and the House Freedom Caucus is doing its best to counter that and to say, we are not going to vote to spend more money until we get security in America.
Exactly. Well, it's the policies of this administration that has killed the middle class, killing the middle class. I don't know if you saw this, but you've got over 1,600 scientists sign a no climate emergency declaration. These are international scientists, so they're not beholding, you know, to the Dr. Fauci's and the machinations of the scientific community who has been bought and sold here in America with our taxes, by the way, to come up with these false narratives about climate, you know, their version of climate science. These are independent scientists, over 1,600, I think he got over 300 in America that signed this this notice, this declaration as well. So they're bringing back some common sense, but of course you got to know the climate alarmists who have had their way over the last couple of decades and caused us to spend trillions of dollars with little return on investment. You know, they're going to shout and scream and do everything they can to you know, throttle this down, right?
Oh, absolutely. They'll do to the scientists who just said we don't have any scientific evidence that the climate change is happening. They will do to them exactly what doctors who stood up and said there is no scientific evidence that all of these lockdown measures are stopping the spread of COVID in helping develop immunity to COVID. They'll do the same thing to the scientists as they did to the doctors. They will attack them, malign them, try to take their credentials away, kick them out of their tenured positions in universities. And I think we have to expect that's coming and do all that we can to help protect those scientists who have the courage to say science doesn't support this.
Right. And this is what's working. As you say, these doctors that have been maligned for saving lives, you know, by prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. But yet you've got an administration that has welded the gates open to allow fentanyl to come into the country and killing millions of people. Thousands, tens of thousands of people here in the United States. This is how insane this is. And I think the American people, Jenny Beth, every day my faith in the American people is rising again, because they're slowly but surely getting it. They're not listening to the mainstream media anymore. They're tired of being told lies. And that's what they're discerning, is that, oh my God, for all these years, they lied to me. They told me this. I trusted them. And now I can no longer trust them. And I say, good for you. Because you need to own your own knowledge. You need to check it out. Even though, you know, Bill and Jenny Beth are talking about certain aspects of policy and what's happening in your government today, hopefully what we're doing is motivating you so you can check it out and own your own knowledge and say, you know what, Bill was mostly right, or maybe he was wrong in this area, and if you got a problem with it, you can throw an X at me at bmartinezlive.com. Happy to hear from you, because we need to, together, you know, be smart and use our combined intelligence, because we cannot count on a policy-ridden, totally ideological government that is bound and determined to destroy this constitutional republic, Jenny Beth.
Yes, I agree with that. And something you were just saying, Bill, I think it's very important. I think that at this point, most Americans have seen firsthand the media lying about something that they witnessed with their own eyes. And I think that because that has happened, it is destroying mainstream media and cable news as we know it. I mean, here's what I mean. Like, back in the 90s and before that, you could go to a political rally and the media would spin it however they would spin it, and you might have a handful of people who were there. Then, as Obama and then Trump started having these massive, massive political rallies, you had thousands of people who would attend, and you would see one side or the other spin it one way or the other, and you started realizing they weren't telling the truth.
Exactly.
And then we saw the same thing happen with COVID, and now we're learning that there were so many lies that they propagated, and that the government was telling them to spread the lies, and they did so. And people, I think their eyes on both sides of the aisle are beginning to open up and go, wait a minute, I don't think we can trust everything the media says, and we need to do our own research and be responsible for it. I'm not saying 99% of the public does that, but I think there's a strong majority, or at least plurality of Americans.
Yes,
who realize
there's a growing, no doubt there's a growing number whose eyes are opened up. And I guess that's one of the benefits, and where we can be thankful for COVID, because they all came out from under the rocks and exposed themselves. I don't care if it's Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins at the NIH, the Wuhan lab, the communists, the WHO, and here we are. And you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You know, Joe Biden's trying to work a backdoor deal, and now we're being told, whoa, a pandemic's on the horizon. And now we're getting disparate reports as to the actual numbers that are, you know, we're not even getting legitimate numbers, Jenny Beth, but they're just whipping up fear amongst the American people again. They're already throwing masks on university students. And, of course, these university students, they're sheeple. So they're going to go along because that's what they do. And the rest of America, I mean, there's a revolt on the way. You know, people aren't going to be throwing masks on like they did before. And they're not going to be able to get away with this fear. So what I'm concerned with is the government, being what it is going to begin to impose their will upon the people. And then at that point, you talk about a constitutional crisis to rattle the band, Jenny Beth. I think that this administration has no qualms about it, and they will do it.
Yes, I think that you are right. They do not have any qualms about it. And I think that what we have to just encourage everyone to understand is that we have to hold tight for the next 18 to 20 months and make sure that we are doing all we can to secure the elections in 2024 and to win in 2024. I think that we are going to see even more pressure from all of the levers of government on Americans who disagree with this administration. And we just have to continue to hold fast and hold the line so that we can change who controls those levers of government after next November. And it's not going to be easy, but that's what we must do.
How's TPPA's position on a impeachment inquiry? Sooner or later?
The sooner the better. All of this month, we've been encouraging people to go to your member of Congress's local office and call for an impeachment inquiry as soon as they get back on September 12th. And if you haven't done that already, please go visit your local office of your congressman and tell them you want to see an impeachment inquiry when Congress returns on September 12th. You want it to begin on or around then.
Exactly. And Jenny Beth, I agree with Rev Manny, who was on just before you, saying that, you know, Kevin McCarthy should be getting his ducks in a row right now, even though it's going to be a couple of weeks yet before they come together. There should be this sense of urgency to where when they, you know, they come together, that they're, you know, ready to hit the ground running, to your exact point. Jenny Beth Martin, where can they go for more information? 5 seconds left.
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripped to left
it's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I want to be really clear here. We are committed. This is a White House that is committed to making sure that we are protecting our homeland and also protecting the American people. That is our commitment. We will continue to be vigilant on that.
Karine Jean-Pierre at the press briefing at the White House, making it quite clear, so you have nothing to worry about. All is under control. Are you convinced? Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA Vice President, joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Good to have you back. So what did you think of KJP's assurance that all is well and secure at our southern border?
Well, I feel better. I'd like to ask some of those people that have been, some of the families that have become victims of
sadly,
the illegal
yes.
immigration border crisis. Just in the last couple of weeks, we had a horrific sexual assault of a minor down in Louisiana, I believe it was, a school bus crash up in Ohio. So, you know, I'd like to, again, talk to some of these families and see if they feel safe and secure as a result of this border surge.
Well, over the years, we know Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project has reported, Chris, that in every state of the union, a citizen has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. OK, and this is over the last couple of decades, right? Now, with the numbers that we have now, what, 6-7 million, at least, I guess. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. We know that, you know, they give us this number that you talk about feeling secure. You know, don't feel so bad, Chris. So we only have 100 known terrorists that have come across the border. And then we have all these other, you know, tens of thousands of gotaways. Gotaways. Well, who are they? Well, they just got away. We don't know. But it's okay, you know, because KJP, she makes it, you know, very clear that we can feel secure because you know, this administration, that's job one for them is national security. Well, where is the fruit or any policy that would indicate that they're most concerned about our national security as it relates to the southern border?
You know, we've all seen the videos of what's happening down there. I mean, it hasn't just been people from the right that's been posting this. We've seen Robert Kennedy Jr., presidential candidate on the Democratic right. side, posting video of some of the images. You know, you see it. These people are coming across in large groups. Border Patrol is intercepting them, essentially, you know, asking them a couple of basic questions and then pointing mm-hmm. them off to which bus they're going to board. And from there, maybe they go through a little bit more processing, but essentially they get put to on a bus to anywhere USA, wherever they happen to go, wherever they may have family members or friends or, mm-hmm. you know, just whatever city they just happen to pick out on a map. So
exactly.
We know that these people aren't being thoroughly vetted and we continue to ignore this number. The administration's number that we've had about 900 something thousand gotaways since President mm-hmm. Biden took office. We know nothing about those people. You can't
exactly.
guarantee the American people safety from protection from of national security and public safety when there are 900,000 people, new people who entered within the last 2+ years right. running around the United States that we know nothing about.
Yeah. And how can you vet somebody with an allegiance to an illegal cartel?
Right.
That's an interesting wristband that you have. What does that mean? Oh, nothing. You know, like what? You know, and I don't even know if on the other side they cut the wristbands off, you know, or if there's something that they're permanently identified somehow so the cartel can, you know, they like branding their cattle. They got to know what
right.
belongs to them. They're actually more qualified and more vetted by the cartel than the United States government. Ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. But, you know, unfortunately, I guess this is kind of the world that we're dealing with right now. You know, I was eager to hear what the Republican candidates might say on it. And unfortunately, there wasn't a whole lot of discussion during the debate last week. So I'm a little disappointed by that.
Well, and nothing about human trafficking. Nothing about human trafficking.
No.
You know, which is amazing to me. And of course, instead of going after, they just should have had the crosshairs on Joe Biden nonstop. And, you know, but Republicans, this is what Republicans do. You know, they don't know how to be united and stay. They lack focus. You know, they need they need focus here. And they're all over the place. They want to tell everybody, oh, how smart I am. And then, you know, you got Mike Pence who wants somehow everybody to come around him and go, oh, Mike, that's right. Wow, you defended the country. You did such a great job. You're a good guy. Nobody thinks bad of you for what happened on January the 6th. Do you feel better now, buddy? Are you okay? You know, it's please. You know, you had 12 minutes of airtime and you wanted to waste probably a third of that amount of time on having your feelings assuaged because, you know, everybody has a different idea about what happened in your story and Trump's story about what happened on January the 6th and your responsibility as the vice president. And it seems suspicious after everything is all said and done is what does Congress do before the new Congress takes over? What they did was they sealed up that in a sense, kind of a loophole, or, you know, they made sure they recodified the law in such a way that the vice president would never, going in the future, even think that he could do what, you know, what was proper, you know, what was prospered, you know, presented, that the vice president, his position, could do. And,
right,
and,
right.
And to me, it seemed reasonable. It's like, wait a minute, you got a lot of shenanigans going on. I mean, to the point you got a majority of Americans going, we don't get this. You know, this seems a little funky here. And you think on behalf of the American people that the vice president of the United States, look at, I'm listening to the American people here. We've got over 1,000 of sworn affidavits of discrepancies and laws that were broken. Let's just, you know, let's just slow down for just a minute here. You know, just because the date said January the 6th, that it didn't need to happen on January 6th, considering the circumstances, because a lot of things changed because of COVID, right? You know, dates got moved around and changed around because of COVID, because there was justification and people bought into it. And I think the American people would have understood to say, okay, we're going to hit a pause and we're going to check, we've got to check this out. Because it's our responsibility in confirming the electoral votes in certifying it, that we do our job, that we are certifying something that we know to be legal and true and honest. And sadly,
what happened is, I believe that they, for the sake of expediency and, you know, our government, the way it operates today, they just went along to, you know, go along. And now you've got a majority of Americans, especially now with the pain that they're under, Chris, under this administration, with inflation and, you know, our energy dependence and, you know, what's happening with our economy, our national security. I mean, people go, whoa, you know, and I'm looking around, I'm going, where's the 82 million people that voted for this guy, you know? And they all, you know, you look and you go, you voted for Joe Biden, didn't you? No, hey, not me. Wasn't me. It was my brother, my crazy brother in New Jersey. He was the one that voted for him. Yeah, he along with all the others. I don't know. It's unbelievable. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And I just hope that while there wasn't a whole lot of discussion by the Republicans at the debate,
that's your point. Yeah,
the
exactly.
Questions didn't really focus on it either. As you mentioned, no questions on the trafficking or the child trafficking or anything. But this immigration issue is not going away. We saw Border Patrol apprehensions go back up in July after a quick dip in June. And this is what we've seen. Anytime an administration announces new policies, the cartels kind of back off for a month or so to wait and see how exactly things are going to work after the matter. And, you know, they went back in full throttle in July. And I think you're going to continue to see the numbers rise.
Without a doubt. Now that summer's over and we've got a little bit of relief with the heat, no question, and climate. Oh yeah, they're gonna become storming. And then what did you make of the video of a week ago where you've got gunmen, you know, crossing the border? I mean, with look to me like AR-15s, and I can guarantee you if they were with the cartel, these weren't little pea shooters. These were automatic weapons that they had in their hands.
Right, I'm sure they were. You know, and you know, once again, it just goes back to the White House. How can you claim that you're looking out for national security and public safety when these images and these news stories of these horrific crimes that we're hearing across the country at the hands of illegal border crossers are being reported? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's let me be clear. There's been in July, there were 235,000 illegal migrants. Unauthorized migrants, I believe it was, that either crossed the border illegally or showed up at a port of entry, and the number of crimes is a small fraction of the total number of people that are coming across. So largely, most of these people aren't coming across to do harm here in the United States, but it only takes one or two.
Right, exactly. With all those numbers coming in, and of course, right now, like you say. You know, what are they going to look for? You know, they're going to look for some sort of job. And if they don't get a job and they're starving, I mean, you know, it doesn't bode well, certainly. I mean, look what's going on in New York. 82% of New Yorkers say the influx of migrants is a serious problem. I mean, forget about this. I mean, whoever came up with this idea of being a sanctuary city, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they're getting a real wake-up call of what it's all about. I mean, here it is. Their streets were already covered with homeless and people that were dealing with mental problems. Now you've got migrants filling up hotels and everything else, including playgrounds that belong to the kids. This is crazy. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.